This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armenia said it would recognize the Palestinian state Friday, prompting Israel to summon its ambassador for what the foreign ministry described as a severe reprimand. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is reacting to the hostilities between Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group and Israel, after Hezbollah's leader said it has new weapons and intelligence capabilities that could help it target more critical positions deeper inside Israel in case of an all-out war.
The United Nations Security Council.
Let's be clear, the people of the region and the people of the world cannot afford Lebanon to become another Gaza. The parties must urgently recommit the full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701 and immediately return to cessation of hostilities.
Also from Guterres, he said that Russia must abide by U.N. sanctions on North Korea after the two countries signed a deal that included a mutual defense pledge.
There are sanctions approved by the Security Council in relation to the DPRK. Any relationship with DPRK, including the Russian Federation, must entirely abide by those sanctions.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the agreement vowing mutual defense with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on a state visit to Pyongyang. Israel has established a corridor for the delivery of aid into southern Gaza, but a declared tactical pause in its war with Hamas has brought little relief to desperate Palestinians. The United Nations and international aid organizations see a persistent breakdown in law and order has rendered the aid route unusable. Thousands of truckloads of aid are piled up at the Kerem Shalom crossing. Groups of armed Palestinians are regularly blocked.